Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，早上好。
It's good to be back.
我很高兴能够回来。
Please open your Bible to 1 Timothy chapter 1, verses 12 to 17.
请打开你的圣经，提摩太前书第一章十二到十七节。
We'll continue our study in the book of Timothy.
我们继续学提摩太前书。
And before we read, let's pray together.
我们读经之前，让我们先一起低头祷告。
Lord, as we come before your word,
主，我们来到你的话语面前。
We ask for your Holy Spirit to enlighten us.
我们求你的圣灵能够光照我们。
Give us understanding.
赐给我们理解。
Open up our hearts to receive your truth.
也打开我们的心来接受你的真理。
We long to see Jesus.
我们渴望耶稣。
We long to be nourished by him.
我们也渴望被耶稣来滋养。
We pray in his wonderful and glorious name.
奉耶稣美妙的名祷告。
Amen. I'll ask Brother Tony to please read for us from verses 12 to 17.
我们来一起读提摩太前书第一章十二到十七节。我感谢那赐给我力量的我们主基督耶稣，因他以我有忠心，派我服侍他。我从前是亵渎神的，逼迫人的，侮慢人的，然而我还蒙了怜悯，因我是不信不明白的时候而做的。并且我主的恩是格外丰盛，使我在基督耶稣里有信心和爱心。基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在罪人中我是个罪魁，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这个罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。但愿尊贵荣耀归于那不能朽坏不能看见永世的君王，独一的神，直到永永远远。阿们。
Many of you know that I used to be an artist.
大家很多人知道我们徐牧师以前是个艺术家。
I was one for the majority of my life before I became a pastor.
他在做牧师之前其实大部分时间都是从事艺术工作。
Art was my number one passion back then.
主要是画东西，这个艺术是他的最喜欢做的事情。
And now shepherding God's people is my passion.
但是现在来喂养神的儿女是我最大的这个渴慕。
When I was in high school in Hong Kong, I was greatly influenced by my art teacher.
我在香港上高中的时候，我的那个画画的老师对我影响非常的大。
I and several of my friends used to just hang around her after school, try to learn different things from her.
有几个朋友跟我一起，就是每一次在课结束以后，我们就会在留下来跟这个老师一起打交道，想了解她。
I remember one thing that she said to us, to our small group, that doing self-portraits is a great way to know ourselves as an artist.
我记得有一次她告诉我们说，给自己画肖像其实是很有效的来提升自己水平的一个方法。
To this day, I don't know how true it really is.
到今天我不知道这个有多么的正确。
But anyway, if you have been to art museums, chances are you would have seen some of the great self-portraits like Van Gogh or Picasso.
但是如果你去过那种艺术博物馆的话，你很可能看过那种大师画的东西，比如说像梵高，像毕加索。
And so to follow my art teacher's advice, I have done, painted, and drawn a number of self-portraits myself.
那我听从我这个老师的建议，我其实给自己也画过几次。
Interestingly, I do find that doing these self-portraits did help me to know my face better and also my features better.
我发现给自己画像确实是帮助我认识到自己到底长什么样子，我的一些特征。
I also find it to be a great way to express myself.
也是表达我自己的一个很好的方法。
So what do self-portraits have to do with what the Apostle Paul says here in 1 Timothy?
那我们这个自画像跟保罗在这个提摩太前书这里面讲的有什么关系？
Well, I think in these verses, Paul has just painted a spiritual self-portrait in these verses.
我想在这简短的这段经文保罗其实描述了一个在灵里面的一个自画像。
And he did it not for his own benefit, for his self-expression or for self-improvement.
他这样做不是为了他自己的这个好处，好像是要描写自己怎么样。
But he did it for us, for believers.
他描述这个灵里面的自画像，主要是为了我们这些信徒。
The purpose is for us to examine ourselves on how the grace and mercy of God has changed and worked and is still working in our lives.
他这段经文的目的就是让我们来知道神的恩典和怜悯在我们的生命中是怎样起工作的。
Let me remind you the context of what Paul has been saying so far in 1 Timothy.
那我来提醒一下大家，保罗到目前为止在提摩太前书都讲了什么。
He's been warning about how false teachers has been emerging from within the church.
他在讲在教会里面出现了一些假教师。
They have been teaching false doctrines of the wrong understanding of the law without the gospel.
这些人在讲这个对圣经的这个误解，尤其是在没有这个救恩没有恩典的情况下，一直在讲律法。
And now in verses 12 to 17, 18 here, Paul uses himself as an example to show what separates and sets apart false teachers and false believers from true believers and true teachers.
那在第十二到十七节里面，保罗就用自己一个例子来给大家解释清楚，到底假教师或者假信徒和真教师和真信徒之间的区别。
The difference maker is this: is God's grace.
这个主要的区别就是神的恩典。
Not the works of the law.
而不是这个在律法下面的功。
A genuine teacher, a genuine believer of the gospel is saved by grace.
一个真实的信徒，他是借着神的恩典来得救的。
He or she lives by grace.
而且真正的信徒是靠神的恩典而活。
Relied on grace.
依靠神的恩典。
And so these verses picture a spiritual self-portrait of Paul of God's overflowing grace in his life.
所以通过这个保罗自己的一个自画像来显示出神自己的恩典在他身上的彰显。
And therefore, I want you to also be able to paint a spiritual self-portrait not on canvas, but in your own life.
我也想邀请大家你自己把你在灵性里面的自画像能够画一下，不是画在一个画板上，而画在你自己的生命中。
One I wish would be similar to Paul's self-portrait here.
我希望能够跟保罗的这个自画像比较像。
It should be about how God's grace has changed and worked and is still working in your life.
希望这个自画像是能够显示神如何在你的生命中，而且他一直在你的生命中，他还要在你的生命中来帮助改变你。
I don't know how many of you have heard of the TV artist Bob Ross.
以前有一个在电视上的一个艺术家叫保罗罗斯。
He passed away years ago.
他很多年前就去世了。
In his TV show, he would teach you how to step by step paint a beautiful landscape.
他曾经在他的那个电视里面教人如何就是一步一步的来画一个就是这种风景的画。
And he would finish a beautiful painting in like half an hour.
大概在半个小时他就能画一个非常漂亮的风景。
When I was a teenager, I was totally into it.
我青少年的时候我非常喜欢他这个节目。
Well, that's kind of what I want you to do today.
那我今天其实也想做这样的工
作。 I want to give you three steps on how to paint a beautiful spiritual self-portrait of God's overflowing grace in your life.
我想教会大家用三步来画这个神的恩典在你的生命中的这样的一个自画像，做工的自画像。
So the first step is that we must show gratitude for grace that happened to our past.
那第一步就是为我们过去，为神加上的这个恩典来感恩。
I mentioned in one of my previous sermons that because of the pressing presence of these false teachers in the church in Ephesus, Paul deviated from his typical way of writing his letter.
我上次我提过就是保罗在写这个提摩太书的时候，他的开头的方法跟他平时写书信开头的方法不太一样，是因为他要强调这个教会里面有假教师这个事情。
So as you see here in 1 Timothy, after the greeting, he skipped over the language of thanksgiving or prayer, which is what we usually see in many of Paul's letters.
所以你看在提摩太前书他一开始他问候完了以后他没有再有感恩或者是祷告的话跟平时他的书信形式有点不一样。
he, He gets right into the danger of the spreading of the false doctrines in verses 3 to 11.
他从第三节到第十一节立刻就进到了这个有假的教训这样的一个危险，他进到了这个话题里面。
And clearly because there's a sense of urgency, that's why Paul did it.
因为他觉得这个事情有很大的紧迫性，所以他就直接进去了。
Now beginning here in verse 12, we have the language of thanksgiving now.
从第十二节开始，我们开始能够看到有感恩的这样的话。
But this isn't the language of thanksgiving to God for Timothy or for the faith or works of the Ephesians believers.
但是这个感恩的话是为了给提摩太还有其他的在主里面这些有忠心的工人这样的。
But it's not for them.
不是为了他们。
Rather, it is for Paul himself, especially for how God's grace has worked in his wretched life.
这个感恩的话是保罗他自己，因为神在过去在他身上动的工，他为这件事情向神感恩。
Especially his past.
尤其是他的过去。
And you can see here from verse 12 just how amazed Paul is that God would consider him faithful.
你看在第十二节里面，保罗其实对。神以他为有忠心这个事情是非常的吃惊。
And this isn't because Paul was indeed faithful.
这个其实并不是因为保罗是有多么的忠心。
Or did he have any quality of being faithful?
或者是他自己有什么这个有什么特质让他变得很忠心。
No, Paul knows he was utterly unfaithful to the true God of Israel, especially before his conversion.
保罗其实知道他自己对以色列的神并不忠心，尤其是在他转变之前。
But it is despite his past unfaithfulness, God would still consider him worthy to receive his saving grace.
但是尽管他以前对神有过不忠，但是在这里面神还是以他为有忠心。
And but look, God didn't just save him, but also appointed him as his servant and apostle.
神不但是拯救了他，而且拣选他，让他成为这个应该成为使徒。
This is such a contrast to the false teachers.
这个和假教师的这个教训是正好有不同的。
This is such a contrast to the people in the world.
这个跟世上的人的教育也正好相反。
Because those people, because of their pride and zeal, they would self-appoint themselves, they would commend themselves to be teachers, to be in the position of teaching others.
在世界上或者那些假教师因为傲慢或者自大会自己认自己是教会里面的教师。
What do people in the world do?
那世上的人会怎么做呢?
They grasp power.
他们会夺取权力。
They climb the corporate ladder.
他们会尽量的在职位上爬上去。
They seek glory for themselves.
为自己寻求荣耀。
But it was God's grace that humbled Paul in this case.
但是在这里面，在保罗身上有借着神的恩典。
And because Paul was humbled by God's grace, he was appointed and empowered by God to teach and preach.
因为保罗被神的恩典谦卑，因神的恩典谦卑下来，以至于他被神拣选，提成把他变成使徒。
In verse 13 here, Paul reminds us what kind of a person he was before God's grace overflowed his life.
在尤其在第十三节里面，保罗这里面提醒，在神的恩典流到他身上之前，他是什么样的一个人
？He called himself a blasphemer.
他叫他自己是亵渎神的。
Think about this. He was a learned Pharisee from the tribe of Benjamin.
你想一下，他是便雅悯支派的这个法利赛人。
He knew Scripture, Old Testament Scripture, extremely well, and yet he blasphemed and rejected Christ.
他对旧约圣经的这话语是极其的熟悉，但是他还亵渎了神。
Before his conversion, he was abusive to Christians, according to Acts chapter 22 and Philippians 3:5.
他在转变之前，他在《使徒行传》里面记载，他一直是在追杀、迫害基督徒。
If you know the Bible, he was a persecutor, persecuting Christians beyond Jerusalem, going to Damascus.
你知道，如果你对圣经熟悉的话，他迫害基督徒到一个程度，不止在耶路撒冷里面，甚至到外面，一直追到大马士革去。
He wanted to weed out and snuffed out all the Christians around.
他这个恐吓，他想把所有的这个基督徒都抓起来。
He was insolent and violent toward Christians.
他非常的傲慢，也非常的对基督徒也非常暴力。
Remember how in Acts chapter 7, he was the one who was giving approval of the stoning of Stephen.
你如果在记得在《使徒行传》第七章，在斯蒂凡被打死的时候，他也是这个赞同的。
So when Paul says here in verse 13, because I acted ignorantly in my unbelief, that isn't an excuse of how he acted in the past.
所以在十三节里面，他说因我是不信不明白的时候而做的，这个并不是给自己找借口。
Rather, he is pointing out that his ignorance and unbelief, which is his spiritual blindness, this is the reason he acted the way he acted, not an excuse.
他在讲这个不信不明白，这个是造成他这样行为的一个原因，但这个并不是他的借口。
He was pointing out that his spiritual blindness is his wretched, miserable condition.
他指出来他自己在属灵上面这个像个瞎子一样，其实是他所有的这个。
This is why he needed God's mercy.
所有他不幸的源泉，所以他才需要神的恩典。
And here's the amazing thing of what Paul is saying.
这个我们也这儿有一个保罗说的一个很有意思的地方。
He's saying that his ignorance and unbelief didn't disqualify him to receive God's mercy.
他说他自己的不信不明白，并没有让他好像能够接受神的这个恩典。
God, out of his choosing, out of his love, had compassion and mercy on him, on his miserable condition of unbelief and ignorance.
而是因着神自己的恩典，自己的爱，在保罗这样的遭遇里面能够拯救他。
There's nothing lovable about Paul yet.God loved him and gave him mercy.
保罗自己是一无是处，没有地方可爱的，但是神自己愿意把自己的恩典和怜悯赐给他。
This is amazing grace.
这就是奇异恩典。
This is also irresistible grace.
这也是就是这个无法阻挡的恩典。
This is overflowing grace.
这个是也是那个长流满溢的恩典。
The in verse 4 there's a phrase overflow. The Greek word overflow, 格外丰盛。
对，在十四节里面有格外丰盛这个词。
This word expresses something that is not only overwhelmingly powerful because of its source. That makes it really irresistible.
这个并不只是讲这个它的这个源头是源头是多么的强，导致于说大家这个恩典无法阻挡这个恩典。
But this word overflow also means that it expresses its abundance beyond human comprehension or experience.
这个格外丰富还强调它丰盛的程度是超过人的想象力的。
I gather some of you have been to Niagara Falls.
我想有些人你可能会已经去过那个尼亚加拉瀑布。
You have seen the powerful waters there.
你看过它那个水流的有多么的强大。
It would be impossible for you to resist the power of the overflowing waters that's generated by the fall.
如果你站在那个下面的话，你肯定会觉得自己没有能力能够抵抗上面流水这么大的冲击力。
But also, the amount and volume of water that flows does not stop; it keeps coming.
但是还有一点你可能没注意到的，水的这个量还有它这个能力，它是源源不断的。
That's kind of what describing. That's the kind of the description of God's grace here.
这个就好像这个经文里面讲的。就好像形容神的恩典就是这样。
I read from one commentary that mentions that once there was an artist.
我读过一个这个注经的一个地方，他讲从前有个艺术家。
He titled his painting of the Niagara Falls that he painted.
他把自己这个画的尼亚加拉瀑布这幅画，他起了一个名字。
The title of that painting is "More to Follow."
他这个名字的意思就是还有更多的要留下来。
How appropriate! How clever!
对这个，你想这个名字是多么的多么的恰当，多么的聪明，起一个名字。
That's what God's grace is like.
这个就好像神的恩典。
So Paul here is challenging us to think what was our unbelieving past like before our conversion.
那保罗在这个里面就是挑战我们，也提醒我们，让我们知道自己以前不信不明白的时候的光景。
He's challenging us to imagine what would our unbelieving self be like if God's grace hadn't overflowed in our lives.
他提醒我们，让我们知道，假如神的恩典没有这样的流到我们的身上，我们的光景会是什么样子。
Brothers and sisters, let us reflect on our unworthiness and wretchedness that we should be under God's judgment.
弟兄姊妹，我邀请你来反思自己。是多么的不配，多么的败坏。 我们其实配的只是神的愤怒和这个和咒诅。
Let's give thanks for God's overflowing grace.
让我们来为神这样源源不断的恩典来献上我们的感谢。
That He would save and even us our righteousness and all.
尤其是我们所有的这个败坏。
And the way He saved us is by giving His Son Jesus.
他救我们的方式就是把自己的爱子耶稣基督赐给我们。
By grace, He snatched us out of our sinful ways that are doomed to be judged by Him.
借着恩典，他把我们这个要受他诅咒、受他这个审判的这样的一个，把我们从这样的一个遭遇中把我们拿出来。
It is also by this irresistible grace that He has given us the strength of faith and love to serve Him.
也借着这样的恩典，他赐给我们信心，赐给我们爱，能够服侍他。
He saved us and has also called us to be His servants to testify and proclaim this overflowing grace.
他拯救我们，让我们能够变成他的忠心的仆人，来为他这样的救恩做见证。
So the first step of painting our spiritual self-portrait is to give thanks for God's overflowing grace that has saved us in our past.
所以我们要给自己的属灵画自画像的第一步就是，为神这样的恩典。把我们从过去的不幸中拯救出来，为此来感恩。
And also the same grace that has given us the strength to serve Him.
而且是同样的恩典赐给了我们力量，能够服侍他。
So that's the first step, is to give thanks to God's grace.
这是第一步，为恩典而感恩。
Second, the second step is that we are to be immersed in grace in the present.
第二步就是在现在的这个恩典中，让我们能够沉浸在这个恩典当中。
And to do that, the first thing that needs to happen is for you to fully grasp what the gospel is.
首先你要明白到底福音是什么。
Paul tells us in verse 15 that says, the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost.
在第十五节保罗说，基督耶稣降世为要拯救罪人，这话是可信的，是十分可佩服的。在
This verse might possibly be the shortest and easiest way to summarize the gospel.
这节话有可能是这个最简短的一节来概括福音。
It is unfortunate that in the Chinese translation they changed the order of the sentence.
对，在中文的这个翻译的话，这个语序它是前后颠倒了。
Because it is introduced by a very interesting clause that says the saying is trustworthy and deserving of full acceptance, which in Chinese is put in the back of the sentence.
对他说这个可信的、十分佩服的这个在中文的翻译，我们放到了这节的最后。
This similar clause appears in several others Paul's letters, like in 2 Timothy and also Titus. It appears five times.
在提摩太后书和提多书保罗 也说过类似的，出现过五次。
He uses this phrase that this is a trustworthy saying deserving of full acceptance, as a way to draw special attention and emphasis to something that he's saying.
他把这句话是可信的，是十分可佩服的，把这个强调，让大家知道这句话的重要性。
He wants people to really know the trustworthiness and also the authority of what he's saying in this letter.
他想让大家知道。他在这个书信里面写的是这个可信度，还有他的权威性。
It is as if Paul is using kind of like a highlighter to highlight some text that he was writing.
就好像保罗是用一个这个用一个那个笔，再把这句话专门把它这个重点强调下来，让大家知道它的重要性。
He didn't use this device earlier in his other letters, but it was later on in his life because he knows that he's going to leave this world, so that's why he has more important things to say, that's why he's doing this.
尤其是在这个地方，他知道他到时候他有一天他会离开这个世界，这句话非常重要，所以他就在这强调。
And what's being said by Paul, being prefaced by Paul here, is the gospel in miniature.
保罗在这里面说的就是在一个福音的缩影。
This statement tells us the incarnation.
这里面讲到耶稣降世为人。
God the Son took on human flesh and came to this world as He is the Messiah and the Anointed One, the Christ.
这个耶稣神的儿子耶稣取一个人的形象来到世间，变成了这个变成了这个被受膏者。
It tells us about salvation.
而且也讲到拯救。
Christ came to save undeserving sinners, us.
他讲到基督来是要拯救罪人。
And what did he do?
他做了什么呢？
By shedding his blood on the cross, dying for our sins.
在十字架上流出自己的宝血，为罪人的罪所死。
So that we may have redemption through his blood.
以至于我们在宝血里面能够被偿还。
So that we may have the forgiveness of our trespasses according to the riches of God's grace.
以至于借着神极丰富的恩典，让我们在过犯中能够被赦免。
As important as this is to us to know this simple gospel truth.
就好像这个福音这么简单的这样的一个真理，我们可以知道一样。
Many of us are actually intrigued by the last part of this verse in verse 15.
很多人我们看到在十五节最后那个后半部分的时候，我们也会看到它是个很有意思的章节。
Paul says that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am the foremost.
因为他说耶稣基督降世为要拯救罪人。
我是个。
而且他说他自己是罪人中是个罪魁。
Exactly. I really don't think Paul is referring to his past here. I know there was some discussion over the retreat when Pastor Yo talked about it. I don't know exactly what he said. But
我自己的理解，在这句话里面，保罗可能并不是指他自己的过去。在退休会，可能杨牧师说也解释过，但是我不是特别清楚他怎么解释的。
I don't think Paul is referring to his time before his conversion.
许牧师他觉得这个地方不是在讲保罗自己在得救之前。
Because he says, "I am the foremost sinner, not I was."
因为他这个地方用的时态是现在时，说我是罪人中的罪魁，而不是说我过去是罪人中的罪魁。
Paul is talking about his present Christian life now.
保罗在这里面讲的是他当时已经变成基督徒，他是这样的一个状态。
And so, how can this be? How can the great apostle Paul be the worst sinners?
用一个最大的一个使徒，就是大使徒像保罗这样有名的人，他怎么能被称作是罪人中的罪魁呢？
I mean, there got to be worse sinners than Paul.
肯定世界上有比保罗糟糕的多的人。
I mean, to name one, Adolf Hitler would be one, right?
就好像希特勒肯定比保罗糟糕。
Well, this is not Paul's false humility or exaggeration of Paul's part.
但这个地方不是保罗要假装谦卑，或者是他讲错了。
For one thing, he's making the point that true believers should never ever try to compare him or herself to other people.
他的意思是一个真正的信徒不会把自己和别的信徒做比较。
We are never to compare ourselves to others whom we think are worse sinners than us.
我们不会去和别人比较，更不会去想别人是比我们更糟糕的一个罪人。
If you do so, if you start comparing yourself to others who you think are potentially worse than you,
因为当你去比较你觉得有人还不如你的时候，
If you retain any sense of superiority over others,
让你觉得有优越感的时候，
Well, guess what?
什么会发生呢？
You really haven't grasped what grace truly means or the depth of your wretchedness or your unworthiness.
那你根本就首先你不明白到底恩典是什么意思，你也不明白自己过去的败坏到底有多么的深。
You are becoming more like a Pharisee.
你会变成更像法利赛人一样。
The more and more importantly, so the more spiritually mature we become,
我们属灵上越成熟。
The more we should come to realize how undeserving we are of God's grace.
那我们就会更明白我们是如何的不配神的恩典。
A faithful Christian missionary once said,
以前有个非常忠心的一个传道人说
，and I quote.
我在这边引用。
The humility of the leader as his spirituality will be an ever increasing quality.
他讲一个属灵上面的领袖，他自己的这个谦卑只会是变成他一个越来越强的一个特征。
We can examine Paul's spiritual progression through the scripture.
我们其实都可以借着经文看保罗自己他在灵命上面的成长。
In one of his early letters in 1 Corinthians 15:9,
在哥林多前书第十五章里面
he says this. He says that I am the least of the apostles, unworthy to be called an apostle.
他在哥林多前书第十五章，他说我原是使徒中最小的，不配称为使徒。
And then later on in his life, when he wrote Ephesians chapter 3, verse 8, he said, I am the very least of all the saints.
后来在以弗所书第三章第八节，他说我本来比众圣徒中最小的还小。
You notice the progression here, right? He started calling himself an apostle, and now he's coming to call, only merely calling himself as one of the God's people, the saints.
你看到这里面的变化，在哥林多前书里面，他说自己是使徒中最小的，但在以弗所中，他说我比众圣徒中最小的还小。
Saints means believers, by the way.
你就能看到他自己的这个变化。
And here in 1 Timothy 1:15, and this is near the end of Paul's life.
在哥林多前书第十五章，这个是。保罗其实都已经快要到他的生命的终点。
He says, "I am the worst sinner."
他说我是罪人中的罪魁。
I love how one commentator puts it. He says this.
我特别喜欢注经家的解释，有一个就是这样说。
This is the awareness of a grazed heart.
这个就是一个特别感恩的这样的一个心能够写出来的。
A grazed heart would be a heart that is overflowed.With God's grace,
就是一个被神恩典滋润的心，它里面涌动的都是神的恩典。
So the second step of painting your spiritual self-portrait is that you must come to personally embrace the gospel in the present now.
那在给属灵的自画像画的第二步，就是你自己要个人的要经历在神的恩典中要有沉浸。
The more you know Christ, the more you're humbled by His grace.
你越知道耶稣基督，你就越会被他的恩典所谦卑。
We have got to really know the gospel and be immersed in God's overflowing grace.
我们一定要知道福音，让我在恩典中沉浸下来。
And now the final step.
那最后一步。
We must bear witness to grace in our future.
在我们的将来的属灵的生命上为恩典做见证。
Remember this, our continuing to strive to live in God's humbling grace and to depend on God's grace in our life is not just for our own benefit.
我们一直要依靠神的恩典，在他神的恩典里面有怜悯，并不是只是为了我们个人的好处。
Paul says in verse 16 here, But I receive mercy for this reason, that in me, as the foremost, Jesus Christ might display his perfect patience as an example to those who were to believe in him for eternal life.
在第十六节，保罗讲，然而我蒙了怜悯，是因耶稣基督要在我这罪魁身上显明他一切的忍耐，给后来信他得永生的人做榜样。
So everything that we do now as saved sinners, that is,How we live and how we behave.
那我们所做的一切，作为一个得救的一个罪人，我们如何的生活
？Our speech, our attitude, our humility.
我们的言行，我们的态度，我们的谦卑。
Even our joy, our happiness.
甚至我们的喜怒哀乐。
Even our failures.That brings us to repentance are supposed to be everything are supposed to be examples for those who are going to come to Christ for eternal life.
甚至让我们悔改的失败的经历，都是为了给后来信他永生的人做榜样。
Even as we are still dealing with our sin every day.
即使是我们每天还在对付自己的罪。
As long as we keep holding on to God's grace.
只要我们一直能够紧抓住神的恩典。
Other people will unbelievers will be able to see not how well we are progressing.
那些还没有信的人，他们会看到，不只是看到我们好像是如何越来越进步。
Not just how far we have come.
或者是我们进步有多大。
Not just how well we have kept God's law.
或者是我们如何守了神的律法。
But this.
但是是这个。
How patient Jesus Christ has been with us despite our sin because of his rich and forgiving mercy.
但是更重要的是，他们能够借着我们身上能够看到耶稣基督自己是如何的在我们身上是如何的有耐心，不管是我们的失败还是。
We are called to keep bearing witness to God's gospel grace to the lost souls who would come to Christ.
神呼召我们给那些就是失丧的灵魂做见证，能够见证耶稣基督。
And the last of the last steps, which is part of this step here, is not the least step of this to finish off the self-portrait.
那完成这个画像的话, 我们还有一步。
And that is to put worship on the canvas of our life.
就是把敬拜这个放在我们的生命当中。
And I'm not talking about regular Sunday worship or family worship or personal worship with word and prayer.
我说的还不只是主日的崇拜，或者你家庭的崇拜，或者你自己的这样的一个崇拜。
Those are very important.
这些都很重要。
I'm talking about a spontaneous worshipful heart and attitude throughout your life.
我想的是在你的生命中你自发的这种崇拜的这种态度和他的意愿。
Look at what Paul does here in verse 17.
你看在第17节里面, 保罗总是,
He just all of a sudden burst into doxology, worship, praise to God.
他突然就是涌出来这样一个赞美的话。
Why?
为什么呢?
Because he has been thinking and talking about God's overflowing grace.
因为他一直在讲，他也一直在想神这样一个源源不断的这样的恩典。
Paul can't even contain himself but to praise God at this moment.
保罗自己在当时那个情况下，他都没有办法控制自己，让自己不去赞美神。
It is natural. It is spontaneous. It just flows out of him.
非常的自然，非常的自发，就是他当时有感而发，他就这样说出来了。
In the past few years, at the end of each school year, in my children's school, they would organize a trip to go to the Nationals Park. That's the baseball park.
在过去几年，每次学年结束的时候，我自己的孩子的学校就组织，我们去这个华盛顿里面的那个橄榄球场。
They would invite families and students to all go.
他们会邀请朋友、亲人一起去。
Many who went, including my son Elliot, they didn't like baseball at all.
其实很多去的人，包括我自己的儿子Elliot，他们并不喜欢棒球。
They went because they just wanted to hang out with their friends.
他们去就是为了跟朋友一起玩。
I went because I actually do like baseball, and I also have to take Elliot there.
但是许牧师去是他自己确实喜欢看棒球赛，而且他还得带着儿子去。
And here's an observation that I had during the game.
在比赛的时候，我发现这样一个有趣的事。
If someone from the home team, from the Nationals, hit a home run,
如果是华盛顿那个国民队，就是当地的队，如果他打了个全垒打或者分垒打，you can
hear immediate loud cheers around the stadium.
你就会听到这个会众整个沿着这个体育场，大家一起欢呼。
Many people were just spontaneously cheering and celebrating and clapping.
很多人会自发的会欢呼，而且互相击掌。
If you are a fan of baseball, you just can't help yourself and cheer and celebrate the home team who had just hit the home run.
如果你是个棒球迷的话，你不会控制住自己的情绪，好像不去庆祝的。
Even if you're in the middle of a conversation with a friend.
即使是你正在和朋友说话。
But for those who are at the game just to hang out, to have a good time with friends.
但是对那些在比赛中他只是在那儿要跟朋友一起聊聊天这样的人。
Even if the home team has just hit the home run, there's no cheer, no reaction.
即使是他本地的队打了一个本垒打，他可能都不会站起来欢呼。
No spontaneous celebration, no joy.
他就没有那种自发的那种表示那种庆祝。
They would go on with their conversation with their friends.
他会继续跟朋友说话。
They would keep on drinking and eating whatever they're doing.
或者继续喝或者吃什么东西。
Well, this could be an analogy of our Christian life, couldn't it?
这个就好像我们作为基督徒生活的一个比喻。
You might be attending church, maybe worship or small group.
你可能很喜欢来教会参加崇拜或者参加小组聚会。
You may be a member of the church.
你也是教会的一员。
You're here to enjoy the good times, fellowship with others, and the benefits of what church has to offer.
你来就是非常的喜悦，能够有跟弟兄姊妹的团契。
But unless you truly know and have personally experienced God's overflowing grace in your life.
但是只有在你真正体会知道神在你生命中这个源源不断的恩典。
You won't be able to spontaneously thank and praise and worship God.
你不会自发的来感谢、来赞美、来崇拜神。
You simply don't and won't find God's grace to be that wonderful.
你不会觉得神的恩典有多么的奇妙。
You won't find the God's wisdom and sovereignty as the King of the ages to be that awesome.
你也不会觉得神的智慧，他的主权，他的这个 万世这样的一个王有多么的伟大。
You won't find God's immortality, which Paul mentions here, God's immortality, his permanency, to be that relevant to you.
你也不会觉得这个神这样一个永世的君王和你自己到底有多大的关系。
God's invisible quality is just so beyond your grasp that makes you don't want to bother.
神看不见的这样一个特性是完全是人所不能想象的。
If he's someone whom I can't see, why bother?
如果很多人他就会觉得我既然看不见，那这个跟我有什么关系呢？
And beside all these in your mind, there are other issues in life that are more pressing, more important, more of a priority to you.
而且除了这个以外，在你生命中可能有其他的跟你更息息相关的事情，可能你觉得更重要。
Things that are more important than God's grace, like maybe my education.My career, my family, my children.
就比如说，你有的时候会觉得我自己的教育、我自己的事业、我自己的家庭、我自己的孩子，可能比神的恩典要重要。
I truly pray and hope that's not the kind of self-portrait, spiritual self-portrait that you're painting of your life.
我希望也为大家祷告，希望这个不是你在灵里面的自画像。
But remember this.
但是请记住
，Christ is still displaying his perfect patience in you, in us.
基督还是把他自己的这个完美一直继续的在彰显给我显明给我们看。
Christ is still waiting for you to come to him to fully depend on his overflowing grace to be in your life.
基督还一直在耐心的等待，等待我们到他的前面，接受他源源不断满意的恩典。
By his grace, let us keep on working on our spiritual self-portrait.
借着他的恩典，让我们能够一直来提升自己的这样一个灵里面的自画像。
Let's pray and hope that the final product of this spiritual self-portrait would look very much like Christ himself.
让我们希望最后我们属灵的自画像画完的时候能够非常像耶稣基督自己。
To the King of ages, immortal, invisible, the only God, be honor and glory forever and ever. Amen.
但愿尊贵荣耀归纳于不能朽坏的不能看见永世的君王独一的神直到永永远远
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告
Father we praise you for this amazing overflowing grace that you have given to us sinners
天父我们为你赐给我们那奇异的而且是源源不断的满意的这样的恩典向你献上
We can't even begin to comprehend and grasp why you would love people like us.
我们甚至无法想象你为什么会主动爱像我们这样的人。
All we can say is to give thanks to you for indeed that for you have loved us.
我们唯一能够说的是把这样的感谢为你所做。
And therefore lead us to respond to your grace by living a life that is worthy of the calling.
让我们能够行事为人能够与你与你所蒙召的恩相称。
We pray all this in Jesus' glorious name.
奉耶稣基督荣耀的名祷告。
Amen.